Spiritual counseling. Spiritual counseling deals with spiritual guidance in various areas of life and understanding of hindering factors in our lives. In most cases, people come to a spiritual advisor if they are at a crossroads with their lives or in situations where their lives are blocked for one reason or another. At one point or another in life, sooner or later, we will all need spiritual guidance in the face of life's crises. Sometimes even psychological counseling or business support cannot provide the right answer. Our crises often have a spiritual root. In such moments, a spiritual advisor is the person who can supply the desired balm. In the last 2 decades, Samuel Zohar Yanai accompanied many people from across the globe and helped them pave the way to awareness and spiritual perfection. Now, you too can get the guidance you've been looking for. The counseling and spiritual guidance takes place via WhatsApp video and is suitable for anyone from anywhere in the world, regardless of race, religion, and nationality. What is spiritual counseling? Spiritual counseling, unlike therapy and coaching, is guidance, and guidance, to receive answers in various fields according to the choice of the person applying to receive counseling and spiritual guidance. Spiritual counseling empowers and directs people to their true essence. This allows them to align with their purpose and live a more authentic and meaningful life. Spiritual counseling is given by a person who specializes in spiritual, ethical, and religious issues and accompanies people from all walks of life in the quest for the meaning of their lives, their behavior, and their deep feelings and/or blockages that exist in their lives, with the right guidance that will allow them to receive useful answers, help, and comfort. Can fortune tellers give advice and spiritual guidance? Fortune tellers of various kinds may spread false promises and predict what awaits you in the future. We must conduct comprehensive homework on the person we are contacting and be sure that he indeed has extensive spiritual knowledge in the worlds of the spirit and Kabbalah to receive effective spiritual counseling. A person who predicts fortunes is one without inner integrity who instills false hope in a person who feels distressed. Samuel Zohar Yanai strongly opposes the phenomenon of predicting the future and spreading promises without cover. No one will announce what is to come. The Torah explicitly forbids predicting the future. During the counseling and spiritual guidance, Shmuel advises empowering and healing in the present and the future of the person who seeks effective spiritual counseling, with the spiritual ethics binding every person engaged in this field, guiding him every step of the way. Spiritual counseling based on deep and multidisciplinary mystical knowledge. Samuel Zohar Yanai is the scion of a family of mystics and spiritual advisors who rested at a high level of consciousness. The scholarly tradition in the family, which focused on Kabbalah and Jewish secret literature, is extensive and deep. This knowledge, along with the family's solid value base and consciousness, gave it an extraordinary ability to provide customized and effective solutions on a spiritual and physical level to every person and to advise organizations, businesses, and key people to make informed decisions. Shmuel received great knowledge through his grandfather, Jacob Yanai, who wrote a most important, spiritual, and supreme book full of Tamirim secrets that gave great value to helping human suffering. Shmuel studied the book diligently, day and night, and applied the ancient knowledge in it for himself and others. First, he wisely used the book to exhaust his legal rights to his family home from a petitioning construction company that sought to appropriate Shmuel's family land. Samuel's great resourcefulness and knowledge, together with his abilities, allowed him to be successful in this stubborn struggle. Shmuel's father also instilled in him great knowledge, as a brave warrior and commander who was the confidant of key people in the state of Israel at the beginning of their journey. The strength of spirit and discretion that characterized him became for Shmuel an inseparable part of professional ethics. Along with the guidance he received from family traditions, Shmuel acquired extensive knowledge from an in-depth study of over 1,500 books from all worlds of the soul and the human spirit and the world of mysticism and metaphysics, among others. How can Samuel Zohar Yanai help with spiritual counseling? Shmuel's spiritual counseling helps people at significant junctures in their lives to receive useful answers on a spiritual level and receive counseling for many physical and mental problems. teachers to managers of large companies and organizations. Shmuel gave many people in Israel and the world advice that uplifted the mind and body and allowed them to conduct themselves intelligently. The challenging journey, with many obstacles and not easy that he went through over the years, allowed him to reach tremendous spiritual insights. He wants to share these insights with those who need counseling and spiritual guidance and help them promote positive synergy and reconnection of the different levels of life, just as he was able to achieve himself. Using unique methods, through independent development, Shmuel implements flexible and customized solutions for everyone regardless of religion, race, and nationality, thereby deepening his knowledge to provide a solution to new and complex problems. Throughout the process, you are guaranteed complete confidentiality, an available response, and an uncompromising commitment to your well-being. Spiritual counselors in history. Throughout history, many people have used a spiritual advisor, and this tradition is deeply rooted in the traditions of religious Mediterranean cultures, and these are probably the origins of the field. Spiritual counseling was common mainly among the monotheistic religions and less so in many pagan religions. The term does not exist in ancient cultures or religions in Southeast Asia, the Americas, or Africa. Spiritual advisors in the Bible period. In many ways, the prophet Shmuel was the first spiritual advisor of the Jewish religion. He was used as a spiritual advisor to King Saul throughout most of his reign and provided advice to the entire nation. He not only delivered sermons but also provided guidance and spiritual guidance tools. He served as an example in his actions and demonstrated his affinity for God and faith to bring the people closer to God. Elisha the prophet, a student of the prophet Elijah, was also a spiritual advisor, and in one case brought the boy back to life and acted as a spiritual healer and advisor to most people. Ezra the prophet gave spiritual guidance and clear religious instructions to the people. During the period of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai served as a consultant and guided his students on many questions of faith through polemics. His advice was more intellectual and less emotional. Spiritual counselors in Christianity. Spiritual advisors also worked in Christianity. Thomas Aquinas was a 13th century monk and teacher. Aquinas acted as a spiritual advisor and used logical reasoning to instill spiritual awareness in his students, emphasizing admiration for nature and the forces of nature. The French Blaise Pascal, born in the 17th century, was also a spiritual advisor, who used mathematical and physical principles to explore the divine. Pascal advised men to believe absolutely in God and thus be protected from evil. Spiritual advisors in Islam. Throughout history, there have been several important Muslim spiritual advisors. Al-Farabi worked in the 10th century AD and is considered a first-rate spiritual advisor, with extensive knowledge in various fields, from economics to metaphysical philosophy. Rambam was also deeply influenced by him. Al-Razali worked in the 12th century and he is considered one of the greatest interpreters of the Quran and Hadith and instructed how to apply them in everyday life. He gave instructions in the Muslim world of that time, on how to act correctly according to certain religious commandments, and how to treat these commandments through guidance and spiritual direction in everyday life. Jewish spiritual advisors in the Jewish world. Starting from the 10th century, the Rambam and the Ramban are worthy of mention. They used a rational and positive philosophy to instill awareness of God's greatness, combined with practical advice on how to connect with spirituality and promote balance between body and soul. Spiritual counselors in Europe. In Europe during the Middle Ages, the Dominican monk Girolamo Savonarola stood out, who preached intense ascetic rituals to the purification of the soul and was one of the most prominent teachers and spiritual advisors in Italy of the Middle Ages. A similar spiritual teaching also stood out in England, especially in the teachings of the philosopher Thomas More, who advocated strict morality and served as a spiritual advisor to the English nobility until King Henry VIII was executed. In France, it was Denis Diderot and Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who were active in the middle of the 18th century, preaching about the belief of man, in his intellect and providing spiritual tools through their writings to a wide audience. Their doctrine formed the basis of the American and French revolutions. Spiritual counselors in the 20th century. In the 20th century, there was a very significant leap in the field of spiritual counseling. Teachers like Ivanov, Gurudev, Osho, Ron Hubbard, the Dalai Lama, Maharishi Yoga, Moji, Krishnamurti, Deepak Chopra, Ram Dass, Bernie Siegel, Alan Watts, Shlomo Kahlo, and Yamama Avital, are just a handful of the spiritual teachers who swept away by the masses. The history of counseling and spiritual guidance is long and extensive, and the definition of the field has changed frequently over the years. However, the essence of the role remains as it is, to help people, wherever they are, find meaning, discover the root of their spirituality, and deal with deep questions through counseling and support along the way. Counseling and Spiritual Guidance. Samuel Zohar Yonai. Samuel Zohar Yonai has been serving as a Kabbalistic spiritual advisor for over 25 years and has helped many to pave the way to a life of self-perfection, acceptance, and spiritual awareness. By using the codes of the Zohar and the wisdom of Kabbalah, he helps many to release energetic blockages and provides deep and comprehensive spiritual counseling and guidance. Now, you too have a chance to use this important service. With a wide variety of unique techniques and comprehensive knowledge, more in-depth knowledge about the world of mysticism and spirit awaits you. To get answers to any additional questions and to schedule a consultation, you can leave details on the site now or contact us on WhatsApp or by phone.